And speaking of coding, we are joined now in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar, who specializes in that sort of thing, for another round of Date Night, in which we go around town and do cool things in the community and then talk about it. How are you?
You know, I hate to point this out, Aaron, but it, it feels like
love to point. I don't know what it is that you're about to point out, but you're going to love every minute of the act of pointing it out.
No, it pains me greatly to point out that I think your segs are getting lazier and lazier.
What?
Every time we have a date night, pretty soon there's going to be no intro music, no fanfare at all, and you're just going to go, sup.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, well, you know.
How's it going?
That's good. Glad to be inside rather than outside now.
It's one of those kind of, I mean, it's warm out. It's weirdly warm out, and it's been kind of muggy here at the station all day long. But, yeah, it's just kind of a day to be inside, right?
Yeah, with the person that you love.
Right.
And in maybe, which case, today it's you.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What is it on any other day?
Gotta go.
And that was date. Wait, you're gone. And that was date night. Oh, you're back.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
So, what are we talking about today? Today is, well, today is warm.
Today is warm.
Like a warm day. It's going to cool off tonight, and it's going to be colder for the next couple of days. And then we're going to get into January and February. So, we're going to be cold for the foreseeable future.
I mean, unless this global warming thing takes off.
Well,
which case.
I mean, like slightly colder for the foreseeable future. So it's a good time to sit around with a nice hot cup of coffee, right?
Oh, yeah. So I've been thinking a lot about this.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, in preparation for our little bit. And I have a hard time separating the act of coffee drinking with breakfast.
That's fair.
So I was gonna cop out and list all the places that you and I go get breakfast.
Yeah, that would be a big cop out.
And talk about like
I hate to point this out.
How good? No, you love pointing it out.
But that would be the laziest cop out.
It would be. So I didn't take that tack.
That's good.
Although I did revel in the concept of I'm going to rate brunch coffees for 15 minutes based upon how good or bad the coffee is at our brunch haunts, but.
Yeah. So we're talking about coffee dates.
Coffee dates. Yeah.
Which I'm actually kind of like, on a certain level, I'm not surprised because, yes, you usually get coffee with breakfast and that's about it. But, mm-hmm. like, you don't think about a coffee date at all? Like, oh, let's just get a cup of coffee kind of thing?
I mean,
it's the most casual, like, low key, low pressure, introductory kind of date that there is.
Well, I mean, yes, but I mean, to be fair, I don't tend to have casual, low-key first dates.
It's true.
So, you know, this if there's no stakes, why are we doing it? So, it's tough, but I've thought about it from our perspective. You know,
right.
You and I are established older gentlemen.
Ish.
You know, ish for one of us. And we're looking for that, like, nice time to go out. And I think the kind of coffee that you and I might enjoy is down the road from us in Sutton Square. And it's that little, like, pastry coffee shop. Dolce.
Oh, yeah, Dolce.
Or Dulce, or...
Dulce.
It's one of those things that's not spelled the way it's pronounced.
I think it's Dulce.
Yeah.
Right.
But like they have like really cute little like petit four type cakes. They've got like the full coffee complement. It seats like 8.
Right.
So it's going to be intimate and
they've got couches.
Lovely. They have couches.
They've got little two-seater tables if you're into that kind of thing.
And you can stare at each other while you're eating like your tiny little midnight forest cake, and then afterwards, you know, when you're all full of sugar and coffee, you can go get Thai food down at the end of the road.
I don't think you changed your approach at all. I think you're still thinking about this in terms of breakfast places. It's just in this case, you're getting dessert for breakfast.
I mean,
because I don't think of Dolce as a coffee place. I think of it as a dessert place where you can also get coffee.
Ah, okay. Well, enlighten me. Like, what makes a coffee place a coffee place and not like a place like Dolce that like specializes in coffee. They also happen to have a bakery case where you can get things.
Like, yeah, I think it's the act of happening to have a bakery case. I think there's a difference between like a dessert place that offers coffee and like a place that you walk in, like a Bean Traders or a Cup of Joe or an Open Eye or any of the other like obvious coffee places in town where you walk in and you're getting coffee and, oh, there's also a little case with pastries. I might have a pastry as well to go with the coffee, as opposed to I'm getting coffee to go with the giant cake.
No, okay. I call shenanigans on this.
You know it when you see it, is what I'm saying.
Okay, fine. Like, what about like Starbucks coffee, Mr. A Real Coffee Shop doesn't have a big old baker case and like a primary emphasis on food. Is Starbucks no longer, I mean, I guess Starbucks was never a coffee shop, but like.
The name of the place is Starbucks Coffee.
It's famous for
its coffee. People are then like, oh man, you know, the muffins at Starbucks. That's what really made it the juggernaut of the 21st century.
It's Dolce Cafe, which is, I'm pretty sure, like French or Italian for sweet coffee.
Yes, but it's American for you eat there.
All right, fine. So my first idea for a date. And I know for a fact that you like the little like Frau Frau cakes.
Oh,
and
they're fantastic.
And the coffee there. Yeah, so
I think it's a great date idea.
No, yeah, sure, but it didn't really qualify for date night / coffee date.
Well,
so
if you're going to a dessertery, then yes.
Oh, you're going to hate my second suggestion so much, but I'm going to get one from you so that I can poo-poo all over it.
Okay, so I was, all right, well, if you're going to poo-poo all over it, then this is definitely the one.
No, I'm going to take another sidebar here because I have the benefit of seeing this in person and you listeners don't get to. Aaron is currently staring at two monitors, one of which I can only assume has like Yelp where he's typed in coffee. And now he's scrolling down to about 30 because he wants to give me a suggestion I can crap on. This is what I have to live with on a regular basis.
No, I've got a notepad pulled up with a couple of notes jotted down. Because I was trying to think of, okay, there's a lot of really good coffee places in area. Like there's Open Eye, there's Driade, which is a really, really cool place with a...
You're just taking things off my
really
list.
Interesting
this is great.
Vibe. But I was thinking, okay, so it's a coffee date. So you go and you have a cup of coffee and then... If things go well and you want to continue the day, where else can you go nearby?
Oh, man, you are maybe going to love my next suggestion.
So I was thinking go to West Franklin Street.
Taking another one off my list. Okay.
There are a couple of coffee shops across the street, but we'll say Perennial, which is on West Franklin Street on the south side, the campus side of the road. Have coffee there and then go like two doors down to the Cat Cafe.
Yes.
And spend some time. Playing with cats.
I think you can get coffee at the Cat Cafe.
You can get coffee at the Cat Cafe, but I think they tend to push the beer more than the coffee, to be honest.
Maybe.
That's not a coffee shop. That's a cat shop to have coffee.
Happens to have coffee. Okay, I'm starting to figure this out now.
Yeah.
All right, so...
So poo-poo all over that, Bednar.
I mean...
You just, love that Cat Cafe.
I actually do love that Cat Cafe, and, you know, Perennial's... It's on my list of places that I would want to go if I had, like, an occasion just to be... on that side of town.
The first time I went to Perennial, they had literally just opened and they were just like working out the kinks and they hadn't yet. So I think if I remember, they ran out of something that you wouldn't, I think it was coffee. I think they might have run out of coffee.
I don't think you can call yourself a coffee shop if you've run out of coffee.
I don't think they do that anymore.
I think now you're just
a
shop.
The day that I was in there, it was just like, I don't know. They like ran out of something foundational to a coffee shop. I can't remember what it was, but they're doing okay now.
All right. So I got another one for you. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna let you pick. Do you want the actual serious good idea one, or do you want the one that I actually, the more I think about it, think is a real cool fun date?
That one.
Okay. So the good one's gone for forever. Sorry, you'll never know what it is. But let's talk about People's Coffee. In Durham South Point area, like across by the hotel, right? So you go, you hang out, you have a cup of coffee, you sit, you chat, and
this
relax.
This is the one that's right next to Town Hall Grill.
And
right?
Then afterwards, then afterwards you go to the bar at Town Hall and like you watch your local sports team go Wolverines.
First of all, that was the gesture for the Texas Longhorns you just made. It's nothing to do with the Wolverines at all.
Second of all, third of all?
I don't have a second of all.
Okay.
That was all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, like you go get a cup of coffee and then, like, in the same occasion, go somewhere next. Both are great local businesses. Both are good places for coffee and or beer and or burgers. Or if you're like me, the chicken tenders tossed in buffalo sauce because
right.
I'm a child.
It's a burger place. You should get a burger. Oh. Children love burgers.
Children also love chicken fingers.
Yeah, that's
probably
true.
More than they love burgers.
Not tossed in buffalo sauce, I don't think.
I think
kids, that's more of like a teenager thing.
Kids are real woke nowadays.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm still in the vibe of like coffee followed by
right.
something.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, okay, you could do coffee and then go to the cat cafe. If you were more outdoorsy, you could do coffee and then get outdoors in some way, shape, or form. So I came up with two ideas.
Ooh.
Do you want the close one or the far away one?
I want the far away one.
Go to Saxbaha.
Ooh, I love Saxbaha.
You could get coffee at the Saxbaha General Store, but that's not a coffee
no,
shop.
No, that's a general store. It's in the name.
What
yeah.
you do is you walk two doors down to Haw River Ballroom,
yep.
which has a coffee shop upstairs called Cup 22. Get coffee, enjoy it, have your nice like overlook of the Haw River, and then get a little bit closer by going down around the corner and taking a hike through Saxbaha Island Park, which yeah. we often do.
And it's a lot nicer now that they found a way to deal with like the drainage issues that
yeah,
were there.
Yeah, right? It's a really cool park.
We spent many an Easter tromping through mud and saying, you know what?
Let's not do that.
Let's
yeah,
just go
but
get
now,
a beer.
Now you can.
Yeah.
They've also got the cool playground with the giant fish.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
yeah.
I think they frown upon people of a certain age climbing around that fish and
well,
making
right,
merry.
But I think the fact that they have a playground with a giant fish is neat.
Yeah, it could be neater.
Those are my ideas. You got any more?
I got one more. I'm gonna throw
idea?
Out there.
All
no,
right.
It's a good idea. I think it's actually a great idea. The Pit, down on West Franklin,
the other coffee shop that I was thinking, yeah.
has in its front a coffee shop / coffee shop.
I
think
there,
I think it's
yeah.
coffee, and there's a bar in the back where you can watch a show.
Right.
I know it doesn't really qualify as a coffee shop, according
no,
to Mr. Aaron Keck.
No,
but
the front is definitely a coffee shop.
You go and get a cup of coffee, and then you take it with you to go watch some incredibly
some
talented local comedians do their craft.
And on a night like this, you don't even have to leave the building.
Don't even leave the building, which is great when it's going to be raining, apparently, for forever.
Two more hours. Thereabouts.
That's one show.
And that is Date Night. That's one show. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome, man.